Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZoo keeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about the Alabama Metal Man.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Several episodes ago, the CryptoZoo covered the Pascagoula Elephant Man case, where a pair of Mississippi men were allegedly abducted by aliens in October of 1973. Well, not to be outdone, Mississippi's friendly neighbor to the east, Alabama, had its own alien encounter just a few days later. That case, taking place in the sleepy little town of Falkville, involved a being that has become known as the Alabama Metal Man. The Alabama Metal Man, sometimes referred to as the Falkville Metal Man, earns its nickname since it looks basically like a metal man. It is reportedly just over 6 feet tall, humanoid in form, and covered in shiny metal that is as smooth as glass, as if it were made of mercury. It's unclear if the metal is the being's body or if it wears an outfit of some kind, but it has the appearance of a man who is covered in tinfoil, or possibly one that is wearing one of those asbestos firefighting suits. Except there are no seams to indicate that it's wearing clothing at all. To top it all off, an antenna sticks out from its head. The whole thing looks a bit like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, and we know this because there are pictures. But more on that in a few. The shiny alien is said to stand somewhat like a primate, but also move with gestures that are both childlike and robotic. It is able to travel far faster than any human when it runs, with estimated speeds reaching over 35 miles per hour. It's said to hop as it runs, as if it has springs on its feet, covering about 3 meters with every step. There's very little mythology known about the Alabama Metal Man for two reasons. First, it's a single sighting entity, and second, it's more of an extraterrestrial than a traditional cryptid. It's worth noting again that the Alabama Metal Man's appearance occurred just days after the Pascagoula Elephant Man experience, so it's theorized by some that the two may be related, if not the same beings completely. As we mentioned a second ago, there's only one reported sighting of the Alabama Metal Man, but it's a very detailed and well-documented sighting. It all started just after 10 p.m. on October 17, 1973, in Falkville, Alabama, when the authorities received a frantic call from a still anonymous woman claiming that she had seen a flying saucer hover over her house and then land out in a field owned by local Bobby Summerford. Even though he was off duty at the time, Falkville Police Chief Jeff Greenshaw, then a fairly green 26-year-old officer who, despite being the chief, had only been on the job since January, heard the call and decided to have a look himself. When he got to the field, he didn't see a flying saucer, but he did see something else. What was waiting for Greenshaw was the Alabama Metal Man. As the officer wandered around Bobby Summerford's field where the spaceship was reported to have landed, he saw a humanoid being about 75 feet away from him that appeared to be covered in tinfoil. Thinking it was just a mischievous person, he shouted a friendly, "Howdy, stranger," at the shape, but the greeting went unreturned. The thing just moved robotically and methodically, and the two just kind of stared at each other for a bit. Chief Greenshaw happened to have a Polaroid camera in his cruiser, and he eventually regained his composure enough to grab it and snap a few pictures of the thing, which he later said reminded him of the robot from Lost in Space. These pictures are famous, or infamous, depending upon who you ask. They show a metallic figure standing in the dark, the bright flash from the camera reflecting off its silvery body. The camera's flash seemed to frighten the being, and it took off running. The officer hopped in his police cruiser and began pursuing the creature. He got a better look at it as it ran in front of his headlights, and he confirmed that yes, this thing was humanoid, shiny, and silver. And it was fast. Greenshaw got his car up to 35 miles an hour while chasing it, and he still wasn't gaining any ground. He noticed it bounced as it ran, covering great distances with each step, helping it move even faster. His encounter ended when he ran his patrol car into a ditch and the enigmatic creature escaped. Chief Greenshaw reported his encounter both to his own department and to local newspapers, and he quickly regretted that decision. More on that later. So, what could the Alabama Metal Man actually be? Well, The most obvious explanation is that it's all just a hoax, either made up by Chief Greenshaw himself or perpetrated by some bored and creative local farmers, or perhaps both. Now, many people have problems with the hoax theory. To this day, Greenshaw has many supporters who believe his story, especially since it took place less than a week after the Pascagoula encounter. Some ufologists believe that what Greenshaw saw was a scout for a larger colony of alien visitors. Still others believe that it is the same curious aliens who appeared 6 days earlier and one state over. But just as many people also believe it to be a giant hoax. The images that Greenshaw captured were investigated by the Mutual UFO Network, or MUFON, and were determined to likely be fabricated, even though they did find some genuine appearing aspects in them. Greenshaw himself has been ridiculed and derided for his encounter, with people either claiming he is crazy, or that he set the whole thing up with the help of a buddy and an asbestos suit, or maybe a few rolls of tinfoil. It's worth noting that Greenshaw never tried to financially capitalize on his sighting. He even rarely gives interviews about it to this day. So, if he perpetuated the hoax, he's not very good at cashing in on it. Hoax or not, one thing is certain. The Alabama Metal Man is a great chapter in the history of both extraterrestrial encounters and cryptozoology, and although it may not be a true cryptid, it does have the pictures to prove that something otherworldly may exist. In the pop culture world, the Alabama Metal Man is a niche thing, known only to the select few who are really into alien encounters or cryptozoology. It's been featured on television shows and on podcasts, but again, it's only for the hardcore. There's no festival in Falkville dedicated to the being. As for Jeff Greenshaw, well, there's a reason he doesn't like to talk about his experience. It may be the worst thing that ever happened to him. It led to him not being taken seriously as a law enforcement officer, and he was eventually terminated by the Falkville Town Council. Not only did he lose his job, but his marriage ended, and his house was destroyed by a fire. For years, Greenshaw felt that he couldn't trust anyone, not even those who he thought were his friends. And finally, as if to put an exclamation point on his bad luck, the 4 photos he took of the Metal Man were stolen in 1983. Also taken in the burglary were his old service revolver and his shotgun, the 2 other things that he had with him on the night of his strange encounter. So maybe the Alabama Metal Man was tired of the publicity too. Who knows? And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.